Hi, this is Dave and Mel from the Braillists Foundation with our Braille for Beginners lesson number 3, when we are hoping to get halfway through the alphabet. Mel, what letters will we be introducing this time?
We will be introducing letters C, K and S, and they will be on page 6 of our hard copy resources.
Excellent. Before we dive into our group of 3 letters this time, anything we need to remember from lesson 2?
I think there were a lot of letters covered in lesson 2. So as long as you can distinguish between all those letters, as long as your tracking is up to speed and you're remembering all the tips we've done on tracking, as long as you're happy with, say, page 5, then let's move on.
Okay, so letters C, K and S, let's work through those.
Starting with the letter C, at the beginning of page 6, dots 1 and 4. This is a definite horizontal bar across the top of the Braille cell, the 2 top dots, and this is the letter C. The next letter, K, dots 1 and 3, that's the top dot in the Braille cell on the left side and the bottom left-hand dot in the Braille cell. So 2 definite dots with a gap in the middle. And the third letter is the letter S. So third line down now. Dots 2, 3 and 4, which is a little vertical bar at the bottom left side of the Braille cell for dots 2 and 3, and then dot 4 is at the top right side of the Braille cell. So a more curving shape, really. So distinct one from the other, I think, those 3 shapes, Dave, don't you think? With the C being across the top, the bar across the top, the K gap in the middle of the dots, and then the S, the curvy shape.
Yeah, very distinct from one another. How can we practice these letters, Mel?
On line 4 of this page, we have a mixture of C's, K's and S's. So, for instance, as we go across that line, the C is the first one, then the K, and then the S. As long as you're recognising those shapes, you're ready to move on to the next line, where we throw in some of the old letters just to tax you a little bit. So when you've gone over that line and you can distinguish between all those letters, move on to the words. And we have 3 lines of words, same format as all the other pages. The first line practicing the letter C. So an example, the first word on that line is the word clay, C-L-A-Y. The next line practices the letter K, and the first word on that line is kale, K-A-L-E. The next line of words practices the letter S in particular. So this is the first word, S-L-A-M, slam. Finally, on this page, we have 2 sentences for further practice. So if you can manage with that page, then yes, you're doing very well.
How about writing the new letters?
So a C, if we have our fingers in writing mode, our 3 fingers on our left hand, 3 fingers on our right hand, our 2 index fingers form the letter C, dots 1 and 4, and then the K, dots 1 and 3, on our left hand, index and ring fingers press down, and then the letter S, dots 2, 3 and 4, middle finger on the left hand and ring finger, and then index finger on our right hand.
We are approaching the halfway point, at least in terms of the alphabet. So let's just do a little bit of a recap of the alphabet. And then I'm going to ask you why we're not doing the letters in alphabetical order.
Right. Well, yes, we've done it. We've made it to the first half of the alphabet. So we'll just go through these. If you want to follow along, it's resources page 7. And this is good practice for our tracking as well, Dave, because all the way across each line is all the same letter. So the top line, the letter A, dot 1, that was the top left corner of the Braille cell. The next line we have the letter L, dots 1, 2 and 3, vertical line down the left of the Braille cell. The next line we had our first corner shape, letter D, dots 1, 4 and 5. This was the corner with the dot two missing, so middle left dot of the Braille cell is missing there. The next one, the letter T, dots 2, 3, 4, and 5. So we're on the fourth line down now of our resources. T is dots 2, 3, 4, and 5. We talked about a chair shape with a little vertical bar at the bottom for the leg of the chair on the left side, the bar across the middle of the Braille cell for the seat of the chair, and the little dot 4 on the right-hand side representing the back of the chair. The next line we have the letter E, dots 1 and 5, slanting shape. I think we called it the slide, didn't we, Dave, that letter E. Underneath that we have the letter M, dots 1, 3 and 4. This is a bar across the top and a dot at the bottom left of the Braille cell. Then we have the letter Y, dots 1, 3, 4, 5 and 6. If you move your finger all the way across that letter Y, there is a little gap in the middle on the left-hand side of the Braille cell, but all the rest is covered, so most of the dots in that letter. Moving down to the next letter B, dots 1 and 2. So a vertical line, that's right, but not as long as the L. So that all the way across the line is the letter B. Now we have another corner shape, the letter H, dots 1, 2 and 5. This corner has the top right dot missing, so the dot 4 is missing. So that is the letter H. And we did mention, I think, that that is the same sort of shape as a lowercase print letter H. Now we have the next line is the letter O, dots 1, 3 and 5. No bars in this shape, a definite right arrow shape was the way of remembering that one.
Yeah, and you could also remember it's the odd number dots as well.
Yes, I hadn't thought of that. Yes, good one. Right. Nearly there now, Dave, just three more. These were our new letters that we've learned in this lesson. So three lines from the bottom. The letter C, dots 1 and 4. This is a horizontal bar. It goes across the top of the shape. So it could be mixed up with the letter M, but there's no dot 3 in there. So that's the letter C. Underneath that, we have the letter K, dots 1 and 3. This is two distinct dots with a gap in the middle. Finally, on this page, and for the first half of the alphabet, the letter S, dots 2, 3 and 4. So we have a little vertical bar at the bottom, left part of the Braille cell, with the dot 4 at the top right hand, giving it a curvy feel. Not to be confused, of course, with the letter T, because that has a bar across the middle. So there we are with our first half of the alphabet.
13 letters in the bag and 13 more to come. So plenty to practice there. Before we wrap up for this lesson, Mel, just to this question, why are we not learning the letters in alphabetical order?
Well, we are working on tactile reading. It's very, very important to be able to read with our fingers. So if we learn the easiest letters to feel first, that does help with tactile skills. And also, not just the easiest ones to feel, but the ones that feel different one from another. So the A and the L are very different. We couldn't get them mixed up, and it helps with confidence and the skill of tactile reading. Another reason why we don't learn from A to J, if we could see, we would learn that way, because we're, you know, learning in a different method. But we don't want to be able to guess. And if we were learning A, B, C, we would be probably guessing rather than feeling the actual letters.
So you're keeping everyone on our toes. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. We've got six letters next time. So plenty to look forward to.
Next time we will be doing letters G, I and U, which are on page 8 of our resources. And then letters J, N and V, which will be on page 9.
Okie doke. Now, I'm aware that there's been a lot of information in this lesson, and if anybody's struggling, what's the best thing to do?
Lots and lots of practice. You can always go over these lessons again, because after all, they are recorded, so there is no rush with these. Take your time. Enjoy what you do. Don't let it become a slog. But if you do need help, There's lots of resources on the Braillists pages, the Braillists website. I'm sure you'll give us the details of that in a moment. But certainly by email, you can always get support from beginners@braillists.org.
Yep, or you can drop onto the website, which is braillists.org/beginners. From Mel and Dave, until next time, bye for now.